Hey guys, before we get to the video, I want to make a special announcement. I wanted to do something big as a thank you to all of the people who support me on Patreon, and so I've decided to do something a little bit crazy. If you support me on Patreon, I'm going to create for you your own individual video. All you need to do is send me a question, and then I'm going to send you back my personal response that's just for you. I don't want to get completely overwhelmed. That's why I've had to limit it to just one question, so I have time to respond to everybody. But if there's something that you've always wanted to pick my brain about, some topic that you want my thoughts on, or there's some personal issue in your life that you want some advice on, now is your opportunity to ask. For practical reasons, I do need to put a time limit on this, and so I'm giving this a time limit of just 12 hours. So from the time that this video was uploaded, you have 12 hours to get your question to me. If you're not a Patreon supporter at the moment, but you appreciate what I do, all the hard work that goes into this channel, the content has been useful to you, and you're looking for a way to help out, now is your chance. It only costs $5, and if you do it in the next 12 hours, in addition to accessing my daily posts and all of the exclusive content that's on my Patreon, you're going to get your own personal video answering your individual question. I think it's great value, so don't delay. Pause this video, go over to my Patreon, sign up, $5, you've got 12 hours to do it, and then you get to ask me whatever's on your mind and get your own personal video. All right, let's get to the main content. I talk a lot about how men and women are different, but I found something that men and women have in common. See, men find women's preferences for dating, like what kind of guy they go for, very confusing and hard to understand. It turns out that women also find their own dating preferences and the kind of guy that they want to date extremely confusing and difficult to understand. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Check out this footage.
Why do you think some women favor the bad boy jerk over the nice guy?
Oh, so yeah. No, basically, I reckon because, I don't know, the bad boy, like, doesn't just, like, it's like not easy to read, you don't sort of get it, like
a bit more exciting.
Yeah, it's a bit exciting. So
bit more you wanna be in it?
A bit more told you, she's right.
There's clearly a recognition that women do go for bad boys. As soon as the interviewer asks the question, she's like, oh, yep, my friend. You know, she dobs her in straight away. You can see in that footage that both of them are laughing, and part of that is just the positive vibe of the interview, like they're having fun. But I think also part of it is that feeling of embarrassment that you get when you're asked a question and you don't really know the answer to it. You can see it. They're saying, yeah, I guess I do like bad boys. That's true. But, you know, I don't really know why it is. I don't understand. It's not really rational. Now, I've done videos on nice guys versus bad boys before. I'll put some links in the description box to those videos if you haven't seen them yet. But today I want to talk about something very specific, which is some research done into this topic. Back in 2012, there was this fascinating academic study done where they tracked whether or not women were attracted to the nice guys or the bad boys, and showed that it's actually heavily dependent upon what stage of their ovulation cycle that they're in. The study was done by Christina Durant at the University of Texas, and what she did was she got women at various parts of their ovulation cycle to view online dating profiles for men. So they'd look at the photos and the profiles when they're at peak fertility, you know, the height of their ovulation, and also in the luteal phase when they're no longer fertile. The women were shown two completely different types of dating profiles. You know, you had a bunch of the men who were nice and kind and very reliable, but there was also the sexy, confident, rebellious kind of guy. The absolute genius of this study was that they didn't ask a straightforward question like, which one of these two men are you more interested in dating? What they did was they asked which man would make a better husband and father. Which do you think would make more of a paternal contribution? Who would help out with the cooking and cleaning? Who would be more reliable at helping out with household duties? The results are incredible. They're very, very informative because what they found is that when women are at peak fertility, when they're ovulating, they genuinely believed that the bad boy guy was going to be a better father, a better provider, more reliable at helping out around the house. Let me read you a direct quote from the researcher. Under the hormonal influence of ovulation, women delude themselves into thinking that the sexy bad boys will become devoted partners and better dads, explained Durant. When looking at the sexy cad through ovulation goggles, Mr. Wrong looked exactly like Mr. Right. They then repeated this study, but instead of using dating profiles, they used real people. So they hired actors to sit across from the women and get them to play the bad boy or the nice guy, the results were exactly the same. When the women were ovulating, they sincerely believed that the bad boy would be the more reliable one, the better father. We so desperately want to believe that we're these rational beings who are so wise in our decision-making process and we weigh everything up so carefully. We don't like the idea that we're guided by deeply imprinted biological instincts that were placed there by evolution. But the truth is that at an unconscious level, so much of our behavior is dictated by these biological instincts. It's crafting us to make the decisions that we do. During ovulation, women are being heavily bombarded with hormones, and they are guiding her to make a very specific choice. At a different part of her cycle, when she's not ovulating, she's going to be thinking a lot more rationally. She knows the bad boy is not going to be a good father. She knows that the nice guy is going to be the dependable one. But during ovulation, under the influence of all of those hormones, her instincts are telling her to mate with the bad boy to secure his genes for her children. If she has to convince herself and delude herself into thinking that he's going to be a good, reliable provider and father, well, that price is just worth it. So why is this happening? What is the evolutionary purpose? Why are her instincts guiding her to mate with this bad boy when that seems to be against her self-interest? It's all about genes. You see, the bad boy's got all this cockiness and confidence, and that's a signal that he's superior to all the other men. How is he able to be so cocky and confident unless he's better than all of the competition? Women look on to this confident bad boy display, and the genes inside her desperately want to merge with his genes so that their children can also be strong, confident, cocky. You know, strong, confident genes equals strong, confident children, and they'll have a better chance of surviving. Now, none of this is meant to be taken as an excuse for making bad decisions. I think that everybody, men and women, need to be making more of an effort to become self-aware. But when I read studies like this, it actually makes me feel quite compassionate for women, because it must be rotten once a month to be ovulating and to have all of your rationality and decision-making processes put under such strain from your hormones. So when you understand what's happening to women at a hormonal level and you understand the evolutionary purpose behind it, that's when you can begin to make sense of female behavior and understand why so many of their choices appear to be inconsistent. On one day, she might say, "I only want to date nice, kind, reliable guys." And she might be completely authentic in the moment. She might sincerely believe that that's what she wants. But 2 weeks later, when she's being flooded with hormones and she's ovulating, she might find herself having sex with some cocky jerk guy, the exact opposite of the man that she said that she wanted. But that doesn't necessarily mean that she's being inauthentic. Yes, there's some inconsistency from 1 week to the next, but in the moment, she's still being true to her feelings. So what are we meant to do with this information? I think for guys, hopefully understanding this can make you a little bit more clued in as to why women act the way that they do, and it can make sense of that inconsistency. Women might appear to be disingenuous and hypocritical when it comes to their dating preferences, but that's kind of how evolution has designed their hormones to work. It's biological. For women, my advice is to become keenly aware of when you're ovulating. Be aware that when you're hormonal, you might not be seeing things as rationally as you ordinarily are. When you're at peak fertility, that's not a good time to have sex with some smooth-talking bad boy just because it feels right in the moment. You've got to stop and consider, hey, have I got my ovulation goggles on? Is this actually a good idea? Is this a wise decision? In a sense, you need to cultivate a certain distrust of your own feelings when it's clear that you're being guided by hormones. You don't want a situation where you wake up in 2 weeks with an unalterable life course now set for you because you weren't able to step back and go, hey, let's just check into this rationally. Maybe I shouldn't be having sex with a bad boy. Maybe I need to be not making any sexual decisions during these 7 days and just wait till things return a little bit more back to normal. Thank you for watching this video. Just a reminder, if you have a question you want to ask me, now is your opportunity. For the next 12 hours, anyone signed up to my Patreon will be able to ask me a question and receive their own personalized video. It only costs $5 and you get access to daily posts as well as exclusive content. It's a great way to support the creator, so don't delay. click the link in the description box, sign up, and send me your question. I look forward to hearing from you.